You're listening to Pop Fix, and Steph couldn't join us for this interview, sadly, but we are very, very excited for you to hear it.
Founder of Absolute Soul Secrets and former counselor Rose Smith has been predicting, leading up to the US presidential election, that Joe Biden would win. As we know now, Joe Biden has gained the 270 electoral votes needed to win the election, and then some. Joining us on Pop Fix today is Rose Smith. Hey, Rose! So you've actually had a very interesting dream relating to this prediction about Joe Biden winning. Can you tell us a bit about that?
I have lots of dreams all the time, and I also have visions. So just before we started, I just sort of closed my eyes and had a couple of little visions. And like it literally takes just a couple of seconds to do. And what I saw just before we started was like this dungeon, and Kamala Harris and Joe Biden were down in this dungeon. And then I saw like this trapdoor, and he was opening the trapdoor, and they were walking up this ladder and coming out the trapdoor and into the light. So wow. That says to me they've been in some sort of trap, or they're going into a trap perhaps, but they're going to gain freedom and liberty. And I suspect as they gain freedom and liberty in themselves, they're also going to gain freedom and liberty for the American people as well.
Oh, that's so hopeful. I think that's what people need to hear after the last 4 years. And from what
it's been awful.
Oh, it really has. And from what I understand, you've been having this kind of predictions way prior to this week. Have you had any other dreams, or how does it work for you? How do you predict these things?
Sometimes I just have a dream. I might not even be thinking about it, and I'll just have a dream and wake up the next morning. And I started documenting them on YouTube because there was just so many. So every now and again I'd put something on YouTube. So if people want to go back and have a look at my videos, it's Absolute Soul Secrets on YouTube is where they go to. And I would say go and have a look at my video in April where I predict that Joe Biden would be the president.
Wow.
But I've had a lot recently because I've been focused on it. All this build-up to the election over the last probably couple of months, I've been really quite focused on it. So it's sort of working its magic in my subconscious when I sleep. But sometimes just, you know, washing up or doing housework or something basic, it'll just flash into my mind when I'm not even thinking about it. So I just pay attention. I guess what the secret is, I just pay attention to what goes on in my head.
And I think a lot of people could take that advice.
Yeah. I heard that there was one particular dream that involved blue men. It was a bit of a funny one. What was that one? Can you talk us through that one?
Okay. Well, it was 3 weeks ago, so I'll be flat out to remember all the details. But when you said the blue man, I remember, because in the dream I was thinking, oh, he's got blue skin, or maybe because this is a blue movie. But when I woke up, I realised, no, it's blue for the Democratic Party. So there was this man with blue skin, and he was a bit balding. He was in his 40s. And then there was this woman with sort of shoulder-length dark hair, but she had a very particular sort of magnetic charm about her, and I knew that she was representative of the divine feminine. She was sort of like a goddess-type energy. Anyway, they were going to have sex, and so I'm watching to see what happens, as you do. And even though he was ready for action, he couldn't do it. And I was like, well, what's going to happen now? And then so she decided to help him out. But it was like all his skin on his whole entire body had gone rigid, but it wouldn't move.
Oh.
And so she really couldn't have sex with him, and she was really disappointed. And I had this dream, and I was just like, what does that mean? You know, because the overwhelming feeling I had was disappointment, because you think you're going to have this great sex and then it doesn't happen. And anyway, so then I realised the day of the election, that's my tarot cards just blew right across. Did you see that?
Yeah, I saw your hair blow in the wind.
I saw your hair, yeah.
So, well, I just had 5 tarot cards laid out in case you asked me a question about the future for Biden. They just all flew out the window. So I don't think
that they're the ones.
Don't think these.
Wow.
No.
Ooh.
It's all going to change. It's all going to change.
Wow.
Yeah, so I knew on the day of the election we wouldn't get a result and that we'd be disappointed and we would have to wait for sex until another day. And so spiritually, sex is about the union of the opposites coming together. And so I knew we were going to be frustrated and waiting and waiting and waiting because the union wasn't happening. And I knew it was going to happen. It was just a matter of when. So that was obviously when we got the results 4 or 5 days later. They got it on.
Yeah, clearly. Yeah, so. Bit of a climax.
That's so funny.
So I actually did have a question for you about the future. I was just wondering, do you predict, can you see what's going to happen with Trump and his litigation? I mean, he's saying that this isn't legal, that these votes aren't legal. Do you see anything happening there?
Well, I have done a couple of readings on that. First, I looked at the recounts the other day, and I did it two ways because I do have a brain, I like to use it. So I sort of looked at the probability of Trump getting the recounts, and it's very low probability. I actually worked it out. I've done statistics 3 times at university, so I actually worked it out. I was, and without going into all of the detail, people can go onto my YouTube channel if they want to see the details. The probability of him getting all of the recounts in the states that he needs is very low. But besides that, then I did a tarot card reading and it was just disappointment. The end result was disappointment for him. He's not going to get the recounts he wants, even if he did get the recounts. And in the state of Georgia, for example, they've already said they're going to do a recount. The difference between the two candidates is just too great in votes. There's like 10,000 votes that Biden is ahead of Trump. Even when they do the recounts, you know, if they pick up a couple of hundred, and it could be a couple of hundred in Biden's favour too, not just Trump.
That's so true.
Yeah. So it's not going to be enough to materially change the outcome. So Biden will be the president in 2021. And I've seen that in white light multiple times over the last year or so. I just see 2021 Biden in white light. And it just sort of pops into my mind sometimes.
How so good. I'll, what a yeah. good thing to be feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it has been very upsetting, you know, and the whole COVID thing, sometimes it's just too hard to go onto social media because you just, all the things that you're reading, all of the bad news, you know, or too hard to turn the TV on. Like, it's very distressing. And also all of the environmental laws that have been overturned, Trump has chucked out more than 100 pieces of legislation that protects the environment. You know, you can just go and put toxic substances into the rivers in the US.
That's
now.
Shocking.
It is shocking. All those fish and animals.
It's horrible. Speaking of coronavirus, I was going to ask if you can see whether, I mean, you know, in the US, they've not reached a peak yet. It just keeps going up and up and up. Can you see whether maybe next year under Biden, if coronavirus cases will actually start falling in the US?
Yeah, my gut feeling is yes, they will take steps that will ameliorate the, you know, the worst parts of the virus, like in the worst areas, the hot zones, so to speak. And it's going to be tough. But I'll just close my eyes on that point because I haven't actually, I just assumed that. And I'll just close my eyes, see, yeah, so what I see is the planet Saturn. And Saturn, I also do astrology, and I know that Saturn is all about authority figures, governments imposing strict regulations and things like that. That's what they'll be doing, and that's what they have to do. I see they're moving forward with it. I see a man walking forward, and he's got concrete boots on. You know, that saying, like, if you've got concrete boots and you're sinking, you drown, you get killed.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, so it's hard to move forward, but they will make progress under a Democratic government and in another, the US with the virus.
I'm really fascinated with what you just did there, Rose. Obviously, this is a podcast, so our viewers won't be able to see what you did. You just closed your eyes and you saw that. Can you walk us through, you mentioned before we started this recording that you're clairvoyant. Can you walk us through, like, all of your methods?
Well, I've trained myself. I've had this all my life. I remember my dreams, like, and the really important dreams I remember for the whole of my life. So I remember my dreams when I was two. I've always been heavily into dreams all my life. And I just, sometimes I don't need to close my eyes. If it's really strong, it just appears in front of me, like while I'm talking to you, it'll be between us. It's like something that's in cellophane. And it appears over the top. It would appear over the top of your face, for example, here between us. And then I have to have sort of two conversations, watching this and watching that. So it's a bit awkward if there's other people that I'm trying to communicate with other people. But it's just like watching a movie for me. And every night it's like going to the pictures, and I never know what movie I'm going to see.
Just like wow. To keep you guessing.
Yeah. Well, sometimes I have to work the dreams out because, I mean, it's not every night that you dream about a blue-skinned man, is it?
And not in that way that you did.
No. I personally never have.
Not yet. Never say never, I guess.
Never say never, yeah.
Another big one that I was wondering was Kamala Harris. Will she be the next president after Joe Biden?
Yes, definitely. Well, when I say definitely, you know, I'm very confident. I did look at her astrology chart, and I've done a video on that on my website. On my YouTube channel, and it's called Kamala Harris Life Expectancy and Health.
Oh, okay.
And and I've got a weird way of working it out that actually comes from Asia. But while I was looking at her chart in the video, I saw very clearly that she would be the next president after Biden in 4 years. And then...
In 4 years.
Yeah, 4 years, she'll be the next president. But then 4 years later, because she's 55, so she'd be 59 when she becomes president. And then when she's 64, 2028, there's some really big wound in her career zone. Now, she may be able to sort it out, but it is something that's absolutely, it's really super difficult. So she may not be able to. I'd have to have a further look at closer to the date and see if she's a one-term president.
Wow, that's so interesting.
Oh, my goodness. Well, Rose, can we bring you back on the podcast in 4 years and then, you know, in 2028 and chat about all of this?
Sure.
I would love to do a recap to see, like, how it all played out.
Yes, so mark that in your diary.
We will, yeah, for sure.
We'll do.
Moving away from the election, just briefly, we have been talking, I don't know if you have ever been asked about Britney Spears, but we have been talking a lot about Britney Spears lately. She's under this conservatorship. Everyone's worried about her. There's this movement that's Free Britney because they believe that she's, you know, her father is kind of keeping her sort of trapped and he's got control of her life. Do you ever see Britney becoming free from this conservatorship?
Well, this sounds really bizarre. I hope you've got an adult audience.
Yes.
We do. We definitely do.
I've just got the most severe pain in my anus.
I hope you're okay, Rose. Okay.
Yeah. It's gone. It's moved. It's to do with Britney. It's actually not my anus. It's Britney's anus.
Oh, no, Britney.
What's happened?
I think her father is a pain in the ass.
Oh.
I seriously think her father is a pain in the ass. And my next step now, what I'm doing is I'm extrapolating from that he's actually causing her health problems, like physically.
Oh.
So there's something wrong in the perineum, anus, bowel area. And she can't, I think she's probably constipated as well.
Wow.
From stress or worry, or actually the word I get is exhaustion.
Wow.
exhaustion. She's like worried, you know, so anxious, you know. See, I never know what I'm going to get. I never know what's going to come.
Yeah.
And, it, you know, if you've got an adult audience, well, I'll just run with it. Otherwise, I'll have to, you know, try and change the message a bit to suit the audience.
That was great.
But, yeah, that's what I think it means. So that's an example of clairsentience.
Wow.
Oh, that feeling.
Moving away from Brittany again. The royal family, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, will they rejoin the royal family in a full-time capacity ever again? Do you know that? Can you feel that?
My gut feeling is no, but if I close my eyes, there's doors behind me that I can see and the doors have slammed shut and I just get the sense of them moving forward. I don't get them really looking back. They've only got one baby, haven't they?
Yeah. Do you see more?
Yeah, they got another baby. Yeah.
Wow.
There's another baby. But I just get the baby in arms and walking with a toddler or a little, you know, a small child walking forward. They're more interested. They're more future focused. And I get Harry looking back occasionally. But, like, you know, people, I thought it was awful when they got married or just before they got married. Everybody was saying, oh, he's not going to stay married to her. I just thought that's awful, you know, the things that people say. And so I actually had a look and I thought they really love each other. And it's nobody else's business. They really do love each other. So, you know, they're going to cling together. The more hassle they get and the more negativity they get from other people, the closer they're going to come together.
Wow, that's beautiful.
That gave
me goosebumps. So
oh my gosh. I just want to have you on the podcast constantly.
Yeah. Every time because we do speculate a lot about what's going on in the world, but we could just, honestly, we could ask you, Rose.
I think we're going to need to have you on as a regular, Rose.
I think you're absolutely fantastic, Rose.
Oh, thank you.
We really appreciate your time.
No,
thank you so much for joining us today.
Okay, thank you.